to greet you in Jesus' name. Welcome to each one here at this part of the service. I've been blessed with the teaching that we've been getting there in John, and it's just good to hear verse by verse being taught. This morning I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 7. And maybe before we get into this message, we could just pause and have time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for the opportunity that we have to be gathered together here to just look into your word, to be taught by you. And Lord, I thank you for each one here. I thank you that Rhonda can be with us here this morning again. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just bless our time together here. I pray this morning that you would be with those that may be listening in. I just pray, Lord, that you would bless their hearts and lives, and that you would just draw us all to yourself, and that you would do the work in our hearts that you would like to do. And just pray, Lord, that you would make us willing vessels for you. We thank you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was thinking about a message this morning, my thoughts were turned towards mothers this morning. And as I walked into the basement, I realized that, you know, there's some more people that are thinking about moms and what I saw written all over the basement is there's people here that want to honor moms. And that brings glory to the Lord. He talks about us doing that, and he wants us to do it in a real way. And so as I was thinking about that, I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 7 and start reading in verse 6 and following here. And we see in these verses here that God is not pleased with lip service, but he wants something more. And so as we look at some of these verses and we just think about that, you know, if God is looking for something more than lip service, he obviously wants that for the relationships that we have with each other. He wants something that is meaningful. And if we work that out in our lives and allow God to work us in these areas in our lives, you know, we're on good ground to come to the Lord, and we're already working that out in our personal lives and in our earthly life here. And so we already know how that works, and we can hopefully do that with the Lord as well. So let's listen to these verses here. In Mark chapter 7, starting in verse 6, he answered and said unto them, "Well has Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do." And he said unto them, "Fully well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curses father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free." and ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect throughout your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye. When he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So it becomes very clear here the relationship that God would choose, would desire to have with us. And the title that I would like to leave with us here this morning is The Benefits of Honoring Our Mom. We turn to Isaiah chapter 55. And like to read the first 9 verses of this chapter. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As we look at Mark there, that I read previously, and we see, you know, the relationship that God desires to have with us. And then we look at these verses, and we're reminded here in verse 8 that, you know, God's plan and his thoughts for our lives are so much higher than what we often think. And if we can come to the understanding that God does have our best interests in mind, and we realize the kind of relationship that he wants and what he is working out in our lives or wants to work out in our lives if we allow him to, that when we come to that understanding, that it brings a trust, and, you know, we look at the Lord through different eyes when we realize that he's there for us and that he cares, and so it makes us think about, you know, we are respect, our honor, our praise grows in the Lord as we believe that and allow that to work out in our lives. And And the same is true, I believe, as children of men, of as we look at our moms and we realize that if we have godly moms in our lives, that they, you know, especially when we're little children, that your moms often, you know, they're thinking of things way beyond what, as little children, that we can comprehend. And if we can understand that and then realize that with us and God and how beautiful that is, if we let that have its course and work out. When we think about honor, we think about to hold value, to see as something precious. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged. So we see in the Old Testament, you know, they were commanded to have respect for their parents, for their dad and their mom. And the promise that came with that is that their days would be prolonged. That, and different people may have different ideas of what that exactly means. In Ephesians chapter 6, three verses that I'd like to read here, and it is talking about the family. And children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. We see in these three verses here, you know, it brings the family together, and we see the functions of what's supposed to be happening. Talks about the husband and wife and children. We see here that God wants our lives to produce more than just lip service. Something much, much bigger. Verse 2 there, you know, talks about honoring thy father and mother. And then verse 3, the promise that comes with that, as we let that, as we practice, as we purpose to live that out. These are things that don't just happen. It's intentional. It's God teaching us and showing us the kind of relationship and the kind of order that He wants from us, wants in our lives. And so we take those things on and we understand, you know, God's thoughts and His ways are higher than ours. You know, there may be times that these things really don't make sense to us, or we feel like it's holding us back, but that God has a plan, and if we live these things out in our lives, that they will bear good fruit. So we understand that God wants a life, a relationship that has life. in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16, cursed be he that setteth light of his father or his mother. If we don't see them as value and make light of them. So we see a rebuke of living that way, but rather we're to show honor to them. So, you know, we look at these verses here and we see, you know, the responsibility that we have. And these things may, you know, they're so much easier to live these things out if everybody is holding up their end of the deal, so to speak. When dad is doing what he's called to do, when mom is living her life out the way that God has called her to live life out, when the child, as children, when we do what we're supposed to do, it makes dad and mom's job so much more pleasant. So what happens when, you know, someone in the party decides that, or doesn't decide, maybe they just haven't processed it, or they just, you know, their life is a living reaction and they don't do their end of the deal. Do we have any verses here that give us an exemption? You know, that says like, well, you know, because of these things taking place in your life, I'm not asking you to do this. I do believe that, you know, maybe the type of honor that we can give to each other is limited when life isn't in order. But God still has this call for us in our lives. And that call may be even higher than when things are in order. So, how do we find our way through this and give honor to in these situations? You know, I believe that, you know, we need God to help us, and we need to start seeing people. If we haven't already, we need to start seeing our moms and our relationships through the eyes of Jesus. And when we remember our own selves and our own failings, it's much easier to overlook the shortcomings that are coming at us through other people. We look at the life of Judas, the value and the honor that he gave Jesus in the end. You know, it was 30 pieces of silver. You know, how sad. There was others that came along that were willing to honor Jesus with their very life. Nothing would hold them back. You know, it meant pain and suffering and separation from their families, their loved ones, separation from their church, put into prison. And they were willing to give that because they love Jesus. They had honor and respect for him. You know, many people we find giving honor to those, you know, that have great abilities or maybe have practiced something very well. They're able to play music really well, and we respect and honor them for that. You know, in our world, sports figures are often given honor way more. Maybe they become people's gods in some cases. And people willingly do that. This morning, I believe the call for us, as we think about today, you know, what about showing honor to the one, to that person, that mom that lives in your life, that listens to the call and responsibility of God? When? Day in and day out. What's her responsibility? Taking care of her children. Teaching them. Showing them how to live life. How do we do that? You know, we just, by example, by the way that we live life, the way we interact with people, the way that we acknowledge our shortcomings, the way that we get angry and then repent. You know, all of these things is living life. And you know, when children see moms that recognize their faults, their shortcomings, and are willing to acknowledge those things, that is showing how to live life. And God is blessed and honored by that. And your children are too. Maybe we find ourselves sometimes in situations and we struggle to relate or have struggled to relate with our mom, and I'm sure that if we're honest with ourselves, that we've all probably found ourselves in these areas and we don't understand where mom is coming from, why she reacts the way she does. And I'd like to encourage us that, you know, the way that we, in our life, we have a story to tell. We, the things that have taken place in our lives have a way of affecting us, a way of the way we respond and act and react. And I believe that if we as children would take the time to hear and understand the story that our mom has to say about her life, and if moms would be willing to share those stories with their children, that I believe that in many cases these things could be a real blessing to both moms and children. They often, when we understand each other's lives in this way, it helps us to just relate. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is why these things, this is why she relates that way. And instead, you know, when we come to that understanding, we have, instead of having frustration, we find ourselves having compassion and honor for who mom is and the things that she has done. And, you know, the focus can change from who she is instead of the focus of, you know, where the mess ups are. And so my encouragement this morning is, you know, if we're struggling to have relationships that are, you know, beyond, that are not more than lip service, that I would encourage you to, if possible, you know, think and pray about these things in your life, and see how God might work. Just a couple of moms that I would like to look at in the Bible, and I think we can very quickly get a glimpse of, you know, life is hard work. And as moms, as dads, as children, we make choices. And we choose, you know, how our story is going to read. And, you know, by God's grace and His strengths, our story will read well. It will finish well. If we turn to Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 through 10 here, and I'm not going to read it, but I'll just give you the story here. There was a mom here that found herself with child, and it was during a time that they were, all boy children were taken and done away with. In verse 2 there, and the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Can you imagine being a mom and in a time frame that, you know, you couldn't share your child with certain people, that you were constantly afraid that the wrong person might see your child and he would be taken from you? And so her life, her goal was to protect Moses from harm. She worked hard. She was full of courage. And it almost seems like, as you read through this chapter, that her plan of, you know, putting him in this little basket and setting him in the waters there where Pharaoh's daughter would come, it was like almost like a plan, it feels like. As you look, you know, and this lady comes down and she hears this baby in the bushes there, and it was like, you know, it tugged at a heart. It's like, here's somewhere there's a mom that's trying to protect her child. And when we see that played out in life, you know, it warms our heart. And obviously, you know, God's hand of protection was over this child. But we see a mother behind the scenes working hard, doing what she could do. Her faithfulness in a difficult time. She raised a child. You know, it was not an easy thing for her to do, but she raised a child for a few months and then gave him up. And this child became, you know, a follower of the Lord and did many things for the Lord and for his people. 1 Samuel chapter 1, we see another mom that want a married lady that wanted to be a mom, and she prayed long and hard for her son that she wanted, and God heard her and blessed her with a child, and she gave that child to the Lord, and God blessed her with more children. In 2 Timothy, if you turn with me to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, moms that influence people here in verse 5 and 6. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Una, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Here we see in these verses here, moms that had an effect in people's lives. And they encouraged stirred up. Verse 6 here. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. You know, the testimony is, you know, their lives made you remember, think about the Lord. So here's just a few stories that we see of moms, their struggles, their joys, and, you know, many times we as children, we don't see this side, that side of things about the hard work that our moms have put into our lives early on, the things that they protected us from, the struggles that they had during carrying us before we were born, the life that they were willing to give up that they could raise us and teach us. Willing to stay at home. For many of us here, we have moms here that are willing to teach their children instead of sending them to school. You know, what a blessing. What a sacrifice of time. You know, for some, that might feel like a wasted life. But look at the fruits that these things bring into the world. The fruits that you get to enjoy later, that many moms miss out on. Do you know the story that surrounds you concerning your mom? Do you know the story that surrounds your mom? You know what a difference it can make if we do. I believe that as we understand and hear these stories about each other, that they will help us to understand each other. It helps us to have compassion for our moms. It builds better relationships. The benefits of working through these things with our moms, you know, the benefits are good relationships. We know that we don't need to have a lip service relationship, but that we have deep relationships. Another benefit is God's hand of blessing and approval on our lives. And we know that it's going to be well with us. Even though we don't know all the ins and outs of that, you know, what better place to be than to know that God's hand of approval is on my life. And that my life is blessing God and is bringing joy to other people, especially our mom. So if we put this kind of investment into our earthly relationships, deep, heartfelt, meaningful relationships, we're, like I said in the beginning, we are well on our way. We have exercised a relationship here and now with one another. The kind of relationship that God wants with us. How amazing. We all know, you know, sometimes we get afraid of each other because of stuff. But we all know that we don't enjoy the relationships that are just words, that are empty. We want the relationships that are meaningful, that are filled with action. And that's the kind of relationship that God wants from us, wants with us. He desires it. In closing, in Psalms chapter 37, verse 23 and 24, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So we see God promise in his faithfulness to us. And as moms, you know, I was just thinking about the jobs that you do and the hard work that it is. But when we observe someone doing their job well, doing it with their heart, doing it with joy, it does something to the rest of us. It does something to other mothers. It does something to whoever is seeing. It motivates us. I want to go home and be like that too. God bless you.